Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. You know what we do on Mondays. We have great trip reports, and we're getting ready to talk with listener Rhiannon about a great Walt Disney World vacation. That's what we do. But first, real quick, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. It is still dads and grad season. Last minute there, you may be going to some parties right away, and you need a gift for that Disney fan in your life. Two books to consider right there. You have The Wisdom of Walt, the original book by author Jeff Barnes, all about Walt Disney bringing the animation to life at Disneyland, making it a three-dimensional experience we can walk through. But more importantly, it talks about how Walt got the best out of those around him, how he built relationships, encouraged people. And Jeff Barnes takes those ideas and helps you become a better person, build better relationships with your friends, your family, your coworkers. It's a great book to get you fired up for life. And of course, the new book, Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, focuses on Walt Disney World. So two great books, one great website. Check it out today over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. For the price of a couple millennial shakes, you're getting 365 days of great information. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1340 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Check that out over on TuneIn and all of your listening devices. You know those little pucks that sit in every room of your house, or at least kind of like my house? Just yell at it. Tell it to play Magical Mouse Radio, and you'll be listening to some Disney music in like 5 seconds. So check that out today. But we're not here to talk about Disney music, even though we were just doing that before we started hitting record. We've got a great trip report headed your way to kick off another awesome week here in June. So we're heading up to Western New York. Excited for that today. Rhiannon's joining us today. How you doing? Thanks for joining us this morning. Whatever time you're listening, it doesn't matter. It's a podcast.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. And you told me before we started recording, you have been listening to the podcast since 2008. That's over 10 years ago when we started. So a huge thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Good podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, well, let's talk about your trip. You emailed me quite a while ago because, as I've said, we have pretty long queue for the Monday shows just because, unless we did 17 shows a week, I really can't keep up because I never turn anyone away. You might have to wait because I only have so much time each week to do shows, but you were patient and we got a great trip to talk about. So give us kind of the backstory of this trip. What was this trip all about?
Okay, so my husband in July sent me a text message, asked me if I could take time off of work in August because it was going to be our 1 year wedding anniversary. So I said, yeah, sure, I can take some time off. And he had this whole surprise planned out. And then August 12th of 2017, we went to the airport and we got in and he pulled out Disney World luggage tags and started putting them on our bags. I had a hint that we were going, but I wasn't like positive. So yeah, we got there and we had a really great time. We didn't stay for too long. We stayed the weekend.
I like talking about those quick trips because I think it's interesting because not a lot of folks get an opportunity to go for a quick weekend, but it is pretty amazing how much you can get done in like a 3 or 4 night trip, even a 2 night trip, if you know what you're doing going in. I think if you go in blind like we all do our first time, that you're not going to have a whole lot of success. But I think you could probably agree you can get a lot done even in a few days.
Oh, we got a lot done. And the nice thing was my mother-in-law and my mother took the kids because we have a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. And they actually took the kids so we could just go about. We just went by ourselves. And, the first day we didn't 3 parks in one day. And it was fantastic.
Okay, before...
I mean, we just sat there and people watched.
So before we dive into this, you reminded me of anniversaries. Today is my wedding anniversary. The night it comes out. So like when Andrew listens it, you know, 2 minutes after it comes out on Sunday night. Happy anniversary, Pam. We made it another year. Yeah, so I just don't want to get in trouble. I'm very lucky. I'm married way out of my class. So I just want to say happy. She doesn't listen to the podcast, so there's no reason to really say that because she's like, wait, you want to listen to yourself? No, I don't, you know, whatever. So my daughter might listen. So anyhow, though, this is exciting. So it sounds like your husband, so is your husband a big Disney fan or was he taking one for the team because you're the Disney fan?
We're both really big Disney fans. He's been going since he was like four. Every like 2 or 3 years, his parents would take him. So he's been going for a long time. And then when we had our daughter, he started taking over planning trips. So, I mean, our wedding was Disney themed.
Ah, nice. Okay, so he was doing it partially for himself, but mostly for his bride. I like that. So
That's
not like you got to like an anniversary gift like that. Where it's, you know, like we always go to the Cardinals game to like the one time a year we typically go and get the seats where you get all the free food and stuff. Now they're the cheap ones, but you know it's like $50. It's not like, you know, Mets prices or anything, but you know, like that's our splurge. That's what we do. But you know what? Hey, we both enjoy it. So it sounds like that's a great way to, you know, it's a great way to celebrate your marriage and your anniversary because you're both in a place that you love.
Yeah. And we had a good time and we got the pins too. So everybody was telling us happy anniversary or congratulations. And so it was really nice.
So let me ask you this too. This is kind of interesting because you kind of had an idea that this might happen, but it was kind of a last minute thing and, you know, hey, we're going. So how did you feel about that as opposed to so many people like to, you know, plan it out and have the countdown going from 180 days or, you know, 365 days till they go, boom, you're just going. So what's that feeling like and what were some of the pros and cons?
I'm more of a planner. So when he said we were going, I was like, oh, I thought we were just going to go to like a hotel and just hang out. And he's like, no, I got tickets and we're going to the parks and stuff. So I'm more of a planner. But so for me, it was kind of like, oh, my gosh, we didn't plan anything. We don't have meals planned. We don't have fast passes, nothing. So it was kind of overwhelming. But at the same time, you know, once we got down there, it was definitely more relaxing just to do whatever.
So your husband didn't have any fast passes or anything planned out, any meals? You were just for real going just like by the seat of your pants?
Yeah, literally. We the very next day, because we checked in, our plane landed late because there was thundering and lightning. So we were supposed to get there at 9 and we didn't even get there till 9:45.
Oh, man. Okay, so let me just say this. Yeah. I need to distribute Benadryl to some of our listeners because you're giving people hives right now, going down there with totally no plans. You're freaking people out.
Yeah. We so the very next morning, we were like, okay, well, what do we want to do? And, you know, that August 13th is our actual wedding anniversary. So we went and got fast passes that morning.
Nice. Okay, so tell us about, okay, you land late. The first night, so where'd you guys stay for this trip?
Pop Century.
Nice. Okay, so thoughts on Pop. And so you got there, I would imagine you got to the airport maybe around 11 or so and just probably just tired from the day and, you know, getting ready to get ready for the next day, the next morning to kind of attack the parks.
Yeah, well, we got there. Our flight didn't leave until 6 o'clock. So we were supposed to land by like 9. But that night it had such bad thunder and lightning, we didn't even get there till 9:45, and then, you know, 10 o'clock, they stopped picking up your luggage. So we're like, oh my god, what are we gonna do? But they said our luggage wasn't on the list, so they sent it to the Pop Century. But by the time we checked in and stuff, it still wasn't there, so we didn't even get our luggage till like 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's the worst. If you're flying in late at night, I mean, even if you're like on the cusp of that 10 o'clock period, like I'd say anytime from like 7 to 10, you may want to consider just grabbing your own bags, because while it is convenient to not wrestle with them at the airport and stuff like that, it's, you know, like you said, when you're flying in that night, you just want to go to bed and you want to get your pajamas and everything you need out of your bags. And you want to unpack and go to bed.
And I wear contacts, so I'm like, I don't have any of my stuff with me because I'm thinking I'm going to have my bag.
Oh, I feel your pain because I wear contacts too. And I've been in that same situation. You're just like, they've been in my eyes for 18 hours. They're just a bunch of stones on my eyeballs. I know. It's so rough.
Well, the nice thing was, though, we asked, you know, like the concierge, you know, can we get our bags? And the guy was very nice and joked around and was like, I'm gonna come to your room and wake you up at 2 a.m. And we're like, okay, please do.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I just need my stuff. So
yeah.
What'd you guys think of Pop Century? I mean, you guys obviously are Disney fans and veterans. So did it meet your expectations? What were some of your thoughts?
We're not really like huge Pop Century fans. You know, we do enjoy the pools and, you know, looking at like the stuff from the past. Last year, the 2016, we went with our family and it was really crowded. Last year it didn't really seem too bad. The bus lines weren't too, yeah, we had a lot of construction.
Yeah.
Because of the gondolas and whatever else they're building over there.
Yeah, and they're also, at that point, they were like going hot and heavy with the remodels of the rooms, too, as I can recall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about it. Okay, so you get there, you're trying to get your luggage together, getting ready to have a fun weekend. How do you start off the next day? You mentioned you guys got to go kind of at breakneck speed because it was just you two with no kids. So, and no plans. So, how do you decide where you're going and how did that first day go?
Well, so August 13th was the last day for the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah.
And it was extra magic hours for Hollywood Studios. So we went right there. We didn't even get a fast pass for it. We just hopped on the bus and away we went to Hollywood Studios and we ran through and went right back to Great Movie Ride. And it was a great finale for that ride. So sad to see it go. But the best part was they said it was going to be like an 80-minute wait, and it was only like half an hour.
That's nice. Yeah. What? So was there?
Yeah.
I've always wondered this because I've never, you know, I've been there for some just happenstance for some, you know, things that have happened historically for Walt Disney World. But I don't think I've ever been there on the last day of a beloved attraction like that. So what was the atmosphere like? I mean, you said it was kind of sad to see it go. You just said Great Movie Ride. And I'm like, oh, man, I wish I could ride that this summer. I missed that ride. But,
yeah.
You know, what was the feeling like just being there for that day?
I think a lot of people were sad. There is quite a few people with, like, special shirts that said Great Movie Ride. And then they had, like, the little things, like, at the end of a show.
Yeah, the clapper. Yeah.
The clapper, yes. And they had that on it. And it had, like, the date, August 13th, 2017. And a lot of people were lined up for that. And, you know, I think a lot of people were sad, but at the end, we all gave everybody like a huge clap, all the cast members.
Cool.
A little bit sad, I think.
Yeah. Nobody cry here. You know, we're missing our Great Movie Ride, but hopefully it'll be a neat attraction here soon again. So what'd you do the rest of the day, though? So you got over the studios. Did you hang out there for a while, do some of the other attractions? Did you hop to other parks? How'd the day go?
So then we went over and we did Tower of Terror, which, you know, that wasn't a long wait either. And then Rock and Roller Coaster, we just stood in the line for those. And then we just kind of sat back and people watched for a little while, shared a Mickey pretzel. And then I'm a huge Star Wars fan, so I'm like, well, we got to go do Star Tours.
Of course.
So we ran over to Star Tours. Oh, that was late. And we just stood in line and just waited. That was longest wait. That was at least an hour.
So,
and then,
let me ask you this too real quick. You know, you're standing in lines because you don't have the fast passes quite yet. You're kind of getting, you know, you're getting what you can get. But just being you as a couple and not having to manage kids, I would imagine standing in line might not be as big of a chore as it is. You know, like, I have to entertain Mallory. You know, I mean, she's 10 now, but I mean, I have to entertain Paige sometimes. You know, they have to entertain me sometimes in line because it's just, you know, you don't want to wait in line. But I mean, if you're there as a couple, I would imagine it's not as painful as being there as a family.
No, it really wasn't. The only thing with Star Tours was that it was so hot. And when you got into where like R2-D2 and C-3PO were, a lot of people were just kind of standing there taking pictures instead of moving with the line. And I'm like, you know, it's 90 degrees out. And
yeah. Haven't you
I'm
people seen?
Here
yeah. Haven't you seen droids before? Keep move along, move along. Like
move
the stormtrooper said. That's it. Keep moving. So it sounds like though you had a success. Did you consider that kind of a successful kickoff to your weekend there?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Nice. So
definitely.
So what happens after that?
Well, and then we took the boat over to Epcot, which we had actually never done before. So we got to see the different hotels and the boardwalk, and which was really cool. And then at Epcot, we went to go see Mission Space relaunch, because that was the first, that was the opening day for that, because they had changed it. So we went in line for that. And while we were waiting for Mission Space, we're walking all over, we realized it was the last day for Ellen's ride.
That's right. You were there for like every moment in
history.
So, all right. So let me ask you. I've been on the new Mission Space, and I really enjoy it, because I think it's I call it kind of like a great compromise. You know, I like the regular side, the more intense side too, because I worked at Space Camp, but I'm not an astronaut, never been in space. But I'd imagine it feels a little like that. Maybe not exactly, but kind of like that. The other one's kind of just like, here's soaring over Earth, and we're going to swing you by the space station and kind of show you that. So what were your thoughts? I mean, did it feel like something that was good, or did Disney miss the mark on that?
No, I really enjoyed it, and I think my husband did too. I feel like they'd really changed too much of it, but we definitely enjoyed it. I don't think they missed the mark on that. I'm a little sad they took Gary Sinise out, though, to be honest.
That's true. He was looking a little scary, but, you know, a little scary Gary. Nothing you can do about that. Nice.
And then, I don't think they missed the mark on that. And then, on the way out from Mission Space, we looked over, and Ellen, there were so many people waiting in line for it that the ride had actually broken down.
Yeah, you're like, wait, something's up, because there hasn't been a line at Ellen for the last decade. And there we go.
Yeah, because I'm like, what the heck? And my husband's like, well, yeah, Ellen's closing. But I'm like, oh, but it says it's broken down on my Disney World app. So the only thing we didn't do at Epcot that I really wish we could have done was Test Track. But the wind started picking up and it started to storm. So they closed it. It poured.
You know, the whole time
we were there.
I've been on that ride where it started pouring while I was on it, and then you hit that big loop. And I see why they do it, because, I mean, it was pouring, and it felt like you were just getting drilled by nails. It would be no different that I drive a Jeep convertible, like a Wrangler. So in the summer, I have my top down, and it's happened to me a couple times before where I'm just like, I can make it home. I'm on the highway. You know, it's like, it is pain. There's nothing enjoyable about that.
Yeah, this was thunder and lightning, and so they closed it. So at this point, we're getting a little bit hungry. So I'm like, well, let's go try nachos in Mexico. And, you know, because it was such a fast trip, we were a little tight on funds, because if I would have known, you know, I would have put more funds aside. But we just walked over to Mexico and just shared some nachos, which were actually really good.
You know,
like, I've never had nachos before.
They are good. They're one of my favorite things. But you know what? What I'm picturing is, you know, Disney is all about romance, and you guys were down there for your anniversary, and you know, you picture the Lady and the Tramp scene where they're splitting the spaghetti. You know, you guys you're just doing the 2017 version of that. You know, you're splitting nachos at Epcot. It's the same thing.
We're just splitting nachos in the pouring rain.
That's how you got to look at it, though. Everything's an adventure. That's what I always say.
Yeah. And then the Three Caballeros is one of my favorite rides, so we went and did that while we kind of waited for it to stop raining even more. And actually, that had kind of a line to it, which I was kind of surprised. We waited at least 5 minutes to be on the boat.
I've waited an hour on New Year's Eve for that ride, which was kind of crazy, but it gave us time to finish our margaritas, so what can you do?
And then after that, we went and did Soarin' with no fast pass, because that was only a 30-minute wait. So we did that, and then after that, we were like, well, I'm pretty tired and want to get cleaned up from all the rain. So we went back and we rested for a little while. And then my husband actually he wanted to try doing Mount Everest in the dark, because he had never done that before, neither have I. So we kind of waited for the sun to set, and we made our way back to Animal Kingdom and rode Mount Everest. Oh, my God, I don't even know how many times we rode that.
Is it better in the dark? I mean, I think it is.
I think it's better in the dark.
Yeah.
And we rode it like 3 or 4 times before we even, because he got us a fast pass for that at 7:10. And So we got there and we rode at least twice before the fast pass, and it was only a 20-minute wait without the fast pass.
Yeah, that's that. You know, people think that that's always going to have this long, long line, and it does right at park opening. But the thing is, they can get so many trains going, I think, that it, you know, you typically don't see huge waits for that one. I mean, if it's over an hour, that's pretty unusual that I've seen on my trips. And we go in the summer a lot, so I would agree with you.
Right. And then we got on at 7:10 when we rode it, and then we got off, and then we got back on and rode it again.
I can only do it once because of the backwards part. Then I'm about to hurl.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. We rode it quite a bit. And then I've never been on Dinosaur. So I convinced my husband to go, let's go ride Dinosaur, because I've never been. So we did that. You know, it was a different ride. It was interesting.
It is very different. But I don't know why people freak out about it. Hotsburg used to be scared to death of it. Ricky's scared to death of it. She has this dinosaur thing. I don't know what's... That's weird. But, like, you know...
She would never survive Jurassic Park.
No. I don't know. She likes Universal, too. Like, I'm like, well, whatever. That I was... Because I went to Universal just a couple months ago now, and for that the first time, and we rode the Universal boat ride, or the Jurassic Park boat ride over there, and as I was turning to my buddy, another one of our travel agents, I was saying something to him, like, check out that dinosaur. And I had my mouth open, and no kidding, that dinosaur spit right in my mouth. Like, I was like, this is...
And
the first thing I said was, that wouldn't happen at Disney.
You know, it wouldn't.
I said that was rude. No, that sounds fun.
The Fast Pass photo, though, is kind of hilarious because we're with all these people, you know, that we don't know. And everybody's smiling and laughing and looking at this dinosaur like, what the heck? And then there's this one lady who's like, has this scared look on her face. Like, she just can't believe there's a dinosaur right there. Oh, my God. We were dying laughing.
There are some great pictures on that one. I love the on-ride photos. It does scare people.
Yeah. But then after that, we went and we rode Everest again because it was still only like a quick wait.
Hey, take advantage of it while you can. Nice. So did you call it a night after that?
No, actually, we went and saw Pandora at night.
Whew, you guys were busy. You guys just kept going.
We didn't do any rides, though. We wanted to wait for our kids to do the rides. So we just kind of walked around and explored. Because we didn't think it was fair that we were there without them and to do something new that they've never done before.
That's what I was going to ask you at the end. I was going to ask, you know, what's it like, you know, because again, I've never gone, just Pam and I, as much as I would like to. And I've been down there myself for different events and stuff for the podcast, and I always feel guilty not having the kids there. So did you feel free because you were there? Did you kind of miss the kids? Was it kind of a combination of both? Because I think everybody's kind of interested in, oh, it'd be great to go without the kids. But I mean, I think every couple would just be like, you know, it feels different. In a way, it doesn't feel right. But then in another way, I'm sure it feels awesome. So, I don't know where you fell on that.
It was nice to just be able to spend time, just the two of us together with no kids. But at the same time, it was kind of like, oh, you know, they'd really like this. They would really like to see Pandora all lit up with like the fluorescent lights and stuff. And they'd probably really like to, you know, see the nighttime shows and the fireworks. So I felt a little guilty. I don't know how he felt. He's over there shaking his head no.
That's it. I feel guilty when I'm down there. But then, you know, it goes away after I go get a Mickey bar and I get over it. You know, I'm a Disney World. I can't complain. So what did you think of Pandora? First walkthrough, when you first saw it for the first time, what did it meet your expectations, exceed it? Was there anything surprising about it?
Oh, it was beautiful. I had never actually watched the movie before. So... I don't think you have either.
No, I still haven't.
So we just went.
I've seen 10 minutes.
You haven't either?
No, I've seen 10 minutes at the hotel. We were with our buddies last Memorial Day. We were getting ready to go do something, and it was on like on one of the free cable channels while we were changing, getting ready to go out for the night. And I was like, oh, that's Avatar. Okay, that's cool. I didn't see it, though, the whole thing.
It was beautiful at nighttime, though. I mean, I even did a Facebook Live video really quick to walk through it, and it definitely exceeded the expectations, and it was a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be, too.
Yeah.
So it was very nice.
All right.
Very beautiful.
So tell us about, because I don't want to run out of time here, but you guys did so much. I mean, day one, that's like a week for most people, which is
I know.
All the cool stuff you got to
we
do.
We even did the Kilimanjaro safaris at night, too.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. I haven't done that since the very first media event. I need to do that again. Did you see a lot of animals? Because some people say they don't see any. I saw a lot the one time I did it.
We did see quite a bit of animals. And, you know, we went to pass the lions. And they're like, oh, you know, it's really quiet. You can hear the lions roar. Well, some guy in the back out there clapping his hands in the back of the Jeep. And the girl driving's like, sir, please don't do that.
You jerk.
Oh, my gosh. Who does that?
You're going to either get us attacked or...
Stop clapping at the lion.
Yeah, exactly. The lion, we don't want the lion to be sleeping. We want that lion to be up and, you know, we want a picture. Yeah, it's not...
Yeah.
What a jerk. I hate to hear that. You know what? We talked about this a few weeks back. You know, it just, whether it's about drinking or people on, you know, kids on parents' shoulders for fireworks, it's all about respect, people. You got people around you. There's other people in the world besides you. Anyway,
right.
Anyway.
So that was the end of the first day. And then the next day, we spent most of it in Magic Kingdom. And we were there. It was nice. No kids. We got there to see the morning show, which... I've never seen before.
I love the morning show. That is perfect. It is the perfect start to a Magic Kingdom day. It's awesome.
Yes, it was really good. And we, you know, never seen it. So we did that. And then we just, you know, rode Haunted Mansion, Jungle Cruise, Pirates of the Caribbean. And then we did Big Thunder Mountain and Splash. We didn't do any kind of fast passes for like Splash or Big Thunder. But they had closed, it started thundering and lightning in the morning, so they had closed Splash Mountain. So by the time we got to it, everybody was trying to use their fast passes right away. So then we did end up being a fast pass for Space Mountain, so we did that. And then my husband took me over to New Fantasyland, and we did Journey of the Little Mermaid, which is my favorite ride, and It's a Small World. Then we tried to get a turkey leg, but Liberty Square was closing because of the afternoon parade. So the cast members kept trying to redirect us, telling us, oh, you have to go that way to get a turkey leg. And then we got around the corner and they're like, no, you have to go the other way to get a turkey leg. So by that time, you know, we're getting hungry. So we ended up going to, Pecos Bill's. Yeah. Which was really good.
That is the most frustrating thing in the world when you get cut off because of the parade. Like when they start closing everything down, you're like, but I just need to go to that stand that's 20 feet across the way. Even if your family's over there, like that is my wife right there in the red and white shirt. She's, sir, you got to go. Okay. But she's 20 feet away. I'm going to have to walk a half a mile around the park to get over there. Yeah. Yes, you will. And you're right. Then, then you get to the other end. They're like, sir, you can't go the way. I'm like, they just told me to go that way. Oh yeah. It's so
frustrating. And the terrible part is my husband's been trying to have a turkey leg for like the past two trips that we've been on, and he still hasn't gotten one.
Oh my gosh. If we're there at the same time, I am buying your husband a turkey leg. Cause they're all they are really is some kind of disguised weird ham. I think they taste like ham.
So, we ended up going to Pecos Bill's and got food. And I guess somebody must have ordered food on the app but didn't come in time to pick it up. Well, with the parade, you're not going to have time because you can't get there. And it was what I wanted. It was chicken soft tacos. And the cast member said, you know, whoever yells yeehaw the first and the loudest at the count of three can get this two free soft shell tacos. And my husband goes, and she goes, one, two, three. And my husband goes, yeehaw.
You know what? If it's for tacos for free, I'm doing the Mexican hat dance around that place to get those things.
So we ended up getting free food. So, you know, hey, how often does that happen?
Hey, no kidding, man. That's like a week's worth of groceries back home.
Yeah, really. And then we ended up going back to Pirates because, you know, that's the only way you can go. And as soon as we got off Pirates, what's that restaurant right there in front of it? The one that's only open from a certain time.
Oh,
we looked
Tortuga.
At the menu and
Tortuga.
There was turkey legs.
Yeah, over there. They were there then. That menu changes every 5 minutes.
They were there the whole time. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Look at that. You didn't have to work so hard.
So, and then after that, we just kind of rested again. I like to rest, I guess. It's hot down there. And then we went to Epcot, back to Epcot, because I like doing the countries. I like to walk through and see the different things. And it wasn't supposed to rain in the evening, and, you know, we had decided we're going to get one more fast pass for Splash Mountain at, like, 6:40. And we were on, yeah, it did, so it started to pick up, and so our fast pass for Splash Mountain got canceled because of the rain. So instead of saying, oh, you can come back and use it at a later time, they actually let us choose another ride to use that fast pass for, which was really nice.
So what'd you guys do?
So we ended up getting on the monorail and went back to the Magic Kingdom after we walked around Epcot and got on Space Mountain.
So did you don't wear an Apple Watch or anything, do you? How many steps did you guys take in a day? You guys took a lot.
Oh my God, a lot. A lot. I've got the Samsung app. Because we have Samsung, and I think it was quite a bit of steps that we did.
You say you might rival my marathon weekend steps, the way you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. So yeah, and then that was really it. We didn't watch the new fireworks show at Magic Kingdom because I think we felt really bad. We're like, oh, we can't really watch it without the kids. So we went and. Yeah, we went and did something else. We went back to Pirates, and I told myself, you know, I'm soaking wet from all the rain. I'm not going to get wet again. Well, when you go through and Barbossa's firing the cannon, I was sitting right on the end. I got soaked.
Let me tell you, if you ever sit next to Pam Forrester on the boat of Pirates, you will get drowned. I mean, no kidding. She has the worst. The cannons get it, where you're talking about right there. Going down the hill gets you. I'm telling you, like... If you're talking to her while you're waiting in line for Pirates, just you gotta think though. You gotta say, okay, before they tell me which chute to go in to get into the boat, do not get in the one with Pam. She has the worst luck. Every time I sit by her, I get drunk. And I do it every time because we're sitting there talking and I'm not paying attention and we end up getting on the same, sitting next to each other on the boat. It's a joke. Like, and it's no kidding. Like, I mean, it's not like you get spritzed. You get like, you look like you got off like Cali River Rapids. And I don't even know how you get that wet on Pirates. It's ridiculous.
Well, I was soaked on top of already being wet from the rain. And, you know, I don't know if anybody has mentioned this, but when we got on Pirates, they had a talking pirate right before it takes off over to the left-hand corner, and he takes your picture.
Yeah. That's a new feature. Yep.
Yeah. We didn't realize that until, well, hey, you're taking our picture.
Cool.
Yeah, and that we left by 9:30. We left kind of early because we had to get up early and go and get on, you know, travel back home the next morning. So we just went home and or went back to the resort and relaxed in the pool for a little bit and slept in and just kind of let our bodies relax.
Yeah, no doubt. You guys went at it crazy. that was
yeah,
fun.
We did quite a bit. And then we ended up just walking over the bridge to Art of Animation and just kind of, I mean, we've stayed there before, but it had been a while. So we just went over there and walked around and of course it poured.
You guys brought the rain.
it poured. And then, yeah, that was it. We just went home.
Well, so let me ask you a couple things before we go. It was fun just hearing about all the stuff you had. You know, the limited time, but lots of fun and lots of memories. So your Disney travels, you've been there, you know, a few times. If you had to pick your favorite resort that you've stayed at, what is your favorite resort if you had to pick one?
My favorite resort is definitely Art of Animation because I like the outside and I like the rooms and I like Finding Nemo. We stayed in Finding Nemo the last time. And The Little Mermaid, one of my favorite princesses. So we've never stayed at the more moderate or higher end resorts. Although I wish we could because the boardwalk looks really nice when we were buying on the boat.
Yeah, don't do it once. It's hard to go back. I wish I never would have. It's so rough. Like, oh, it's so nice. And I really can't afford it either. So I shouldn't. So let me ask you this too. You mentioned like Little Mermaid ride was one of your favorites over at Magic Kingdom. What are some of your other favorite things to do when you're down there? I mean, like maybe a favorite restaurant that's real high on your list or another favorite attraction, stuff like that.
We like to do Be Our Guest restaurant. We normally go around for my mother-in-law's birthday. And she likes to go there as well. So we like to get her in there and get her a little special cupcake. And I also like It's a Small World. And I like Peter Pan. And definitely Big Thunder. Those are probably my favorite over there. I really like to walk the countries in Epcot, which I just like to go over there and see all the different stuff. I like the culture.
Yeah, I do too. And I think it's one of those things that you don't really appreciate that on your first or second trip. It's one of those, it's almost like an acquired taste for World Showcase. I think you can really enjoy it the first trip. But I think that a lot of times when you're back there, you're feeling like, well, we're not really doing anything. Like, I'm not checking anything off a list. You know, like at Magic Kingdom, you're like, I've done 8 attractions. I've seen 2 shows. And, you know, I've met 3 characters. And you feel like, oh, that's a successful day. Where it's a lot different in World Showcase, where you're just strolling around maybe for 5 or 6 hours, but you haven't necessarily checked anything off a list, but you've had a great time.
Right. Like, even if we go for, like, a week to 10 days, sometimes we'll do that half of Epcot, like, Mission Space and Soarin', we'll do that half first, and then we'll go back later in the day and do the other half. And like, I love Mary Poppins, and I can never seem to meet her, and I've been dying to meet her. So hopefully the next time we go, my kids will say, hey, let's go meet Mary Poppins.
That's awesome. So as we get out of here, one last thing. So kind of a surprise, different type trip, you know, spur of the moment, boom, you're going down for the weekend, limited time, very limited planning. What advice would you have for somebody that's thinking about, you know, maybe surprising their significant other, or if they are surprised by their significant other with a trip like this, what did you learn? What's something you could pass on to the audience?
You know what? I would say just do it. Just go and enjoy yourself, and don't stress about the little things like where you're going to eat and, you know, the fast passes, and, you know, just go down there and see what it is and have that time together. You know, don't sweat the little things. Just enjoy yourself.
That sounds awesome. Well, it sounds like you had a great time, and I appreciate you coming on the show to kick off the Monday. It's been a lot of laughs. It's been a lot of fun talking about Disney. I am so excited because I get to go down in about 20 days now, and this is exactly what I needed to talk some Disney. So thanks so much for taking the time. Do you guys have another trip on the horizon here?
Not yet. I wanted to go this summer, but it's not going to happen this summer. Probably 2019 we'll end up going down. My husband's just finished with grad school.
Oof.
So master's in education. So
I have one of those that I'm not using right now.
I could have sold it. I
should have just told him.
We're going to get through the summer first.
I totally understand where you're coming from. But you know what? He should have just called me and be like, you know what? I got a really nice master's degree in elementary education you can use here, because I'm not using it at the moment. I wish I could get rid of it. Anyway, no, it's been a lot of fun. So I hope our paths crossed out at Walt Disney World sometime. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by The Wisdom of Walt. 2 great books over there. Check it out today. You got The Wisdom of Walt, the original book by author Jeff Barnes, and the new book, Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, focused more on Walt Disney World for you East Coast fans, Central Florida. So check them out today. Great gift for dads and grads over at thewisdomofwalt.com. And also, don't forget our friends over at touringplans.com. If you're going down for a last-minute trip, that's where Touring Plans shines. You don't have plans. Hey, you can zig when everybody else is zagging. Avoid the lines as much as possible. 365 days of great information for the cost of a couple of turkey legs. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. And don't forget, you can support the show through our Amazon affiliate link. Just anytime you do your online shopping, just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter @BeOurGuestMike and @BeOurGuestPod. And we've got an awesome Facebook group with over 7,000 Disney fans talking every day over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Wednesday answering your listener questions, but thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to our show. There are many great Disney podcasts out there, and when you give us the time, I thank you so much for wherever you're tuned in around the world. Thanks for giving us the time. So for Ann and I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.